Mini episode 1792 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 1792 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our review of the year in news. Here's our top five biggest headlines from 2024. Number five, change elections in Europe reset the table. With France, the UK, and the European Parliament getting big shakeups, and the German and Canadian governments struggling to stay afloat at year's end. Nationalist parties largely did well with rampant inflation and immigration at the front of voter concerns, and the UK was an outlier as they moved left, albeit that new government is already feeling those pressures. In the end, the prism of voter priorities would tell a great deal about how the U.S. elections would go. Number four, two of the worst hurricanes ever hit the U.S. in the fall, causing death, destruction, chaos, and massive rebuilding costs across the southeast. Hurricanes Helene and Milton inflicted a massive toll that will leave consequences well into the future and may now even cause the Tampa Bay Rays to move to another market. Number three, AI advancements did not continue at the shocking, repetitive, can-you-top-this pace of 2023, but they nonetheless went a long way towards positioning us for this brave new world. The IT industry is already being revolutionized in real time as others are set to follow closely behind. NVIDIA may or may not have hit a peak after exponential growth that did so much to boost the overall stock market for 2 years, but it is emblematic of the opportunities being provided as this startling technology rapidly matures. Number two, for a good part of the year, it was fair to wonder if World War III was breaking out in relatively slow motion in two distinct theaters. The war in Ukraine mostly ground along with alternating advancements and declines, but Ukraine shockingly was able to go on the offensive in August and actually seize Russian territory. Then the North Koreans entered the war. Once the Democrats had already faced the voters in America, Joe Biden reversed himself by allowing American weapons to be shot well into Russian territory. Meanwhile, Russia's ally Iran came very close at various points of the year to a prolonged hot war with huge U.S. ally Israel, headed up by Bibi Netanyahu, who notoriously has a bottomless tolerance for direct war with Iran, as well as its proxies Hamas and Hezbollah. And now the collapse of the Syrian government has provided one more late-year shock. The new U.S. administration, headed up again by Donald Trump, would like to settle all situations ASAP, so the danger to the world may decrease, or unfortunately increase, if near misses at achieving peace only fan the flames of wider war, as has unfortunately been the case so many times in history. Number one. The closest U.S. presidential election since 2000 similarly packed in all of its excitement on the back end. George W. Bush and Al Gore were treated as de facto incumbents by their respective parties, and neither of them, especially Gore, faced what would be considered an existential threat leading up to their nominations. A fall campaign almost completely bereft of newsworthy developments led to the first post-election chaos in 124 years. As Florida and the entire country teetered on a razor's edge well into December. Trump and Biden similarly cruised to their respective nomination clinchings 24 years later, as the country meandered inevitably towards the rematch that every poll showed was less popular than gonorrhea. And then the unexpected dominoes kept falling and falling. An uncharacteristically early midsummer debate was the worst for a major party candidate in history, as a terrified nation collectively demanded that an addled Joe Biden relinquish his attempted further control of the nation's nuclear codes. From there, Donald Trump was shot in the ear at a rally, had an insanely positive convention. Biden dropped out and immediately short-circuited a succession battle by nominating Kamala Harris. She had an insanely positive convention and surged to a narrow lead behind her great reintroduction momentum and Trump's simultaneous unfolding nervous breakdown in the face of it. And Harris won her debate with Trump by unsurprisingly getting him to take the bait and emphasize crowd size rather than a preponderance of issues that hurt her and helped him. Nevertheless, Trump's vast improvement in early voting portended doom for the Democrats, and that doom was sufficiently bulletproof to survive a comedian's infamous joke at Madison Square Garden, although Biden hindered Harris one last time by referring to Trump supporters as garbage in the campaign's final days. Thankfully, the parallels to 2000 did not include post-election shenanigans, since the nation was still too raw from Trump's Stop the Steal malarkey from 4 years earlier. Trump's comeback, which surpassed Richard Nixon's as the largest in American political history, cemented the Republican Party as being in his populist image going forward, while the Democrats face an unexpected reckoning post-election, with the activist base of the party being unwilling to accept how poorly the woke agenda has been received by middle America. In the 1980s, the Democratic Leadership Council movement created the groundwork for the party to reclaim the middle ground in time for Bill Clinton's election in 1992. The Democrats are not nearly at the point of yielding to this reality, as history has repeated itself decades later. The tug of war in one of America's two major political parties will now be one of the defining stories of the rest of the decade and potentially beyond. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.